Hi, welcome to Ask a Professional. I'm Katherine Watson with Find Houston Senior Care, and I'm here today with Kim Hegwood. Kim is an elder law attorney with the Hegwood Law Group in the Houston area, and she's here to answer some questions for us today. And the question I have today for you, Kim, is Dad has Parkinson's. He's living at home now, but we can see that more care will be necessary in the future. We want Dad to get the best care possible, but we have to worry about Mom, too. Mom is a bit younger, and we don't want to drain all of her finances. Can you help us figure this out? What do we need to do, Kim?
Well, Katherine, thanks for asking. One of the things that we talk to clients about is where the money is. Is there non-retirement assets? Are there retirement assets? It makes all the difference in where the money is. Because the one thing that we always want to make sure of with our clients is that we do as much protection, asset protection-wise, for Mom, because odds are she's the one that's going to need it. Because with Dad having Parkinson's, the probability of him needing nursing home care towards the end of life is very high. It may be to the point to where Mom can't take care of him anymore, and maybe her health becomes an issue. So we worry about caregivers as well. We want to make sure that depending on where the money is, there's a lot of different scenarios on what you can do. When you have non-retirement assets, there are a lot more possibilities. We do a lot of what we call income-only irrevocable trust. Move those non-retirement assets into trust. Get them past that five-year look-back period that Medicaid currently has. So that way, any of the money in the trust will be protected for Mom, so that way, hopefully, over the next 5 years, Dad can stay at home, money won't become too much of an issue until, you know, hopefully down the road, and then the Mom should be in a lot better financial situation for herself in the unlikely event that Dad, you know, is going to need some, you know, some long-term care. It also requires the parties to do some very proactive planning as far as very good, powerful power of attorneys. You want to make sure that your power of attorney is not just the standard boilerplate language, because we need to have lots of specific gifting provisions in there so that each of them can gift to do irrevocable trust in case one of them becomes incapacitated. So it's really important to have those extra provisions that we put in our power of attorneys to allow, spouses and children and things like that to do some better planning when the parents didn't, because, you know, most of the time they were just unaware they could do more to help protect themselves.
Great. That sounds like a lot of good information. What I'm hearing from you, Kim, is that really it's important to plan as soon as possible, not delay on this. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. You always want to plan as early as possible. When we talk to clients, when we do workshops and things, that we want people to plan when they don't need to plan, when they find out that diagnosis very early, so we can have enough time to do some very good planning that gives the families as much support and as much help that they can get through this difficult time that they're fixing to have to endure.
And I think when you do that, it relieves a lot of stress and worry on the part of the family as well.
It does. When you can lay out a plan for them and tell them, here's how this works, here's what it's going to do for you, here's what you're going to have in 5 years, here's what you wouldn't have if you didn't plan. And then we're always here for them. We do everything, all our planning, on a flat fee, so all our clients can call in if they have questions, send an email, and definitely touch base with someone in the office. They can hopefully answer those quick questions and keep them going consistently, you know, while they're participating in having this plan, and then making sure that it's maintained after they do it, because most people don't know that, you know, estate plan is not something you do once and never do again. It's really needs to be, you know, looked at a minimum of every 3 years.
Great. Kim, you do some really good workshops on all of this too, don't you?
Yes, ma'am, we sure do.
You offer both to the public, but you also will go out to somebody's company or organization and do a workshop as well, if I am correct.
Yes, ma'am. We do a general estate planning workshop in our office the second Tuesday of the month at 6:30. You have to RSVP because if we get too many people, we have to move it to a larger location. But we also do lots of workshops at other locations for other people. You know, churches, organizations will have us come out and speak to their groups. To really just try to educate clients so they know what options are out there and what they need to be looking for so they can make really good informed decisions.
And I think that's the key, is getting the education, getting the information. Knowledge is power, is what I always say. So for all my listeners out there, please take a moment and sign up for one of Kim's classes. You won't be sorry that you took the time to do this. You'll learn valuable information to help both you and maybe an aging parent or somebody else that you love. It doesn't take long, and it doesn't cost anything. So give yourself that gift. You can find them. Her workshops are usually listed on our website, Find Houston Senior Care, as well as Kim's website. And, Kim, what is that address?
It's hegwoodlaw.com. It's hegwoodlaw.com.
Great. Thank you so much for being here, Kim. And listeners, thank you for listening again to Ask a Professional. You can go to the website at findhoustonseniorcare.com, and you can submit a question for one of our professionals. You can specify if you want Kim to answer it or if you want somebody else in the group to answer a question. Or you can just put it out there to whoever in the group wants to answer that. So join us on Find Houston Senior Care. Keep listening to Ask a Professional. Learn what you can so that you don't get caught off guard. Thanks so much, Kim, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, Catherine. It was a pleasure.